Hi, this is Todd Raphael with ERE Media. If you don't know of us, depending on where you're getting to this, how you're getting to this podcast, we are mainly located at the ere.net website. And I'm here on the line with two people, Sarah LaForest and Tony Kubica. They're from Kubica LaForest Consulting, which is headquartered in Rhode Island, which is where Tony is right now, and Sarah is in Northern California. So welcome, Sarah.
Thanks,
and
Todd.
Tony.
Thank you, Todd.
The reason we're here is Sarah and Tony and I have been talking about the workshop. They're doing a 3-hour workshop at ERE's conference in Hollywood, Florida, in a couple of weeks, October 26th in Hollywood. And that workshop is a 3-hour small group workshop about influence and how recruiters particularly can be more influential in their companies and in their organizations, what they can do to gain influence. So in just a few tiny minutes today, we're not going to cover what they're covering in a 3-hour workshop, but just to briefly touch upon one of their companies that is a good example of influence. It's an international research company that we were emailing about, particularly the U.S. office. Sarah was saying that office had really high turnover in some of their positions, particularly the new folks, but also some of the old folks were being affected. Tell us a little bit about, first of all, just about the problem, how they figured out that this was a problem in the first place.
Well, the problem started, to Todd, when they began to see these young researchers who were coming in. They would stay for a year, sometimes less than a year, and there would be turnover. And that turnover started to get pretty significant. It was running close to in the neighborhood of 30%, mm-hmm. And they began to take a good hard look at it. The recruiter was looking for replacements, and the question is, what's the problem? And the initial definition based on exit interviews, or the initial part of the exit interviews, was, well, the problem is primarily retention. They work long hours, and it's a really difficult, high-stress environment, so they want to leave. And as we worked with them, we asked and suggested to the exit interviewers that they ask the important what else question. In other words, instead of stopping at I work too hard, I work too late, ask them what else, and then keep asking that question until there's no answer. But what began to develop is that the issue that many of them finally got to was inconsistent management. And as they looked at the issue of inconsistent management, what they began to see is there was high management turnover. Mm-hmm. So the issue of retention didn't appear to be the initial thought,
yeah,
that it was just working too hard, that it was something deeper than that.
Instead of dealing with the symptom issues and responding at that level, you know, there's the dig deeper and taking a look at really, is there a root cause behind what the symptom is? Which often requires then that recruiters work at a level which might be outside of their authority to do so,
uh-huh,
which in this case meant that digging deeper was exploring and finding out, you know, in the analysis that there was an issue with management consistency, which was filtering down and causing the turnover. And in that case, they had to work very effectively with the global HR,
mm-hmm,
and in terms of taking a look at that issue and addressing it from an organizational level.
And turnover has decreased?
Yes. Go ahead, Sarah.
No, go ahead.
And yeah, they did. What they did is they took the information they were getting from the exit interviews on management turnover, and they were getting specific pieces of information. And this is an important ingredient to the influence that they needed to move forward. And some of that specific information was, I get managers every 3 to 6 months. And one person said they had 9 managers in 2 years. He's been there longer.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that they were telling us is that each manager seemed to have a different approach and a different interpretation to policies. It drove it right into the human resource department, who was working on that and trying to get human resources trying to get a consistent message out, and what the recruiters and exit interviewers are hearing is that message is inconsistent. So that built the base of the discussion, the argument, if you will, the information that needed to go up to senior management to alert them to the fact that we don't have a retention problem as our primary issue,
yeah,
but we have as a management problem an inconsistency that drives the turnover problem. And if we're going to fix it, we need to fix the management problem. The early signs, it's too early on the long term, but the early signs are very positive. What they did is they stabilized the management team. They had two silos that were working on similar functions. They reduced it to one silo, if you will.
One group.
One group. And they have a consistency of management in the group of people that have been there for at least two or more years. And this is a high-paced organization. And the feedback that we've gotten so far, right up to the managing director, is things seem to be a lot quieter than they were even 6 months ago. So the early signs that working to stabilize management, working to reduce the conflict that often comes when silos work across purpose, reinforcing that with the staff by telling them that they recognize that there was a management turnover issue and they're working to reduce that, open, honest communication. It seems so far that it's begun to stabilize the organization. And right now, at least in the short term, and that short term now has been about 2 months, the turnover seems to have quieted down quite a bit. There used to be turnover every 4 to 6 weeks. Somebody was talking about leaving. How are they?
You're talking about 4 to 6 week turnover among the managers or among
among the staff. Staff was turning over pretty fast.
Gotcha.
The managers turned over slower, but there were also fewer of them.
And back to the theme of this, and then we'll wrap it up.
Right.
Tell me if this is an example of a recruiting department that gained influence, that had influence, that didn't have influence, or what? I mean,
I
take it that this made them more influential, that they were able to kind of help address this issue.
It did.
But they had to have influence to get there, Todd.
Gotcha.
And that's the point.
Gotcha.
If there wasn't a strong relationship with that recruiter and that the global HR department that they worked with and the U.S. office, there wouldn't have been the opportunity to bring this issue up.
Got it.
Okay, and so there was a relationship that was based on trust and respect and also the ability to deal with some healthy conflict, because sometimes the messages around management doesn't necessarily want to hear. So there was a strong positive relationship. There was an accurate, an honest analysis done. And then there was, again, the presentation of the recruiter's findings, and here's why, and here's what we can do. So it's the bringing, kind of acting like a partner, if you will, an advisor, internal advisor. And that's high value, and that's not role limited. And then, of course, that gains you more respect, which builds the influence.
And one way to look at this is influence is like an investment. Mm-hmm. You can't return a dividend without the initial investment. And then it takes a little time to return the dividend. And in this case, the recruiters in HR were taking the time to invest and build relationships and demonstrate value, certainly on a much smaller scale than this particular issue we're talking about. But it builds over time, and it gets stronger and it gets stronger. So when you have an issue like this, that's a pretty big issue, what you're doing now is you're drawing on your investment and the rewards that it gains.
Got it. Well, it sounds like from what you guys are saying, to even get to the point where they could influence employee turnover and manager turnover, they had to have an amount of influence already, which is not a topic at this point that we'll tackle on a podcast.
That's
but
yes, come to the workshop.
Yes.
Some good stuff for Florida.
Right.
So with that, thank you both for taking the time.
Thank you, Todd.
Thanks.
Thank you, Todd.